Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We've been following, or trying to follow rather, the story of the delayed election. It does get a bit confusing. We know that the IEC went to the courts to ask them to get involved. Joining us this morning is Mr. Masego Shiburi, who's the Commission Deputy Chief Electoral Officer at the Independent Electoral Commission, the IEC. A very good morning to you. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard.
It's getting a little bit confusing, this whole delay. Where are we in the process and what is likely to happen?
Okay, let's try to simplify it. In terms of the constitution, the term of a municipal council is expires after 5 years, and an election must be held within 90 days of that term expiring. So in the current circumstances, an election must be held before the 1st of November. The Electoral Commission has been preparing for that election. However, in the context of COVID, some key stakeholders and political parties started making representations to the effect that the elections, if held before the 1st of November, will not be free and fair, principally because of COVID and the regulations that government has enacted to deal with COVID. In other words, from a political party, they are aware that they have not had opportunities to canvass. They have not had opportunities to meet with their people because the regulation prohibited political gatherings. Having considered all those views, the Commission then asked retired Deputy Chief Justice Musoneke to preside over a dispassionate and independent inquiry to look at all the factors, to look at the readiness of the Electoral Commission and hear evidence from experts, including political parties. Having done so, the Deputy Chief Justice has concluded that if an election were to be held before the 1st of November, it will not be free and fair because it places people at risk of contracting the virus because political parties have not had opportunity to interact with voters. He then recommended that the elections be postponed or deferred to take place in February because at that point, there will be significantly more persons who would have received the vaccine, and that will limit the risk of many people getting sick and putting strain on the health system, and or limit the rate at which people die after contracting the virus. On that strength, the Electoral Commission approached the Constitutional Court to present that there has been an intervening impossibility to perform, and we ask the Constitutional Court to defer the elections until no later than the end of February. Evidence was heard by the court, and oral submissions were made by various stakeholders and interested persons. The court has reserved judgment. We're hoping that the court will pronounce still soon enough for us to know whether we continue with an election in October or an election has been deferred to next year.
Let's assume, it's February next year, everything goes according to plan. How does this work in terms of voter registration? How does everything move out?
If the court grants the relief that is sought for an election in February, that then improves, improves significantly the chances of a February election being constitutionally compliant, in that the Electoral Commission will be able to schedule a general voter registration ahead of that election. As you would recall, because of COVID and the third wave, the Commission has had to defer or cancel the registration weekend that was planned for July this year. So if an election proceeds in October, that election risks a challenge on the basis that it was unconstitutional, because voters were not afforded an opportunity to register.
Right. And what happens if they don't agree?
If the court does not grant us the relief that we sought, we will proceed with an election on the 27th of October, as has been proclaimed by the Minister of Cooperative Governance. However, the argument of the Commission in the court was that an election in October has the risk that it may be set aside because it will not be constitutionally compliant. And that is so because there has not been a general registration weekend that preceded the election. People who wanted to register or who wanted to register as voters for the first time have not had an opportunity. Those who are registered have not had an opportunity to inspect and update their registration details, and for that reason, they may not be able to stand as candidates, because for local government, there is a connection between a candidate and the place in which they wish to stand for election. So we think that an election later than November the 1st significantly improves its constitutional compliance, because we can do a lot of things that strengthen that election's compliance with the Constitution.
And when do you hope, when do you think that we will have clarification on this?
We're hoping sooner rather than later, and I think the court itself appreciates the difficulty, and I think the court is minded not to delay unnecessarily, and those were the ways of the acting Chief Justice when proceedings concluded on Friday.
All right, and we will certainly keep following this story. I think it's a very, very important one, and thank you for always making yourself available to speak to us.